This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Last week, the U.S. announced another $200 billion in tariffs on Chinese imports. It was a clear signal to China that our government is not backing down and that this trade war is far from over. The question at the top of farmers' and ranchers' minds now is whether our livelihoods will be the first casualties. This trade war didn't begin on the farm, but China has been quick to target U.S. agriculture. American farmers value the trade relationships we have built in this market, but we don't take lightly having the bullseye of retaliation aimed right at our farm gates. Commodity and livestock prices are already taking a beating during what has become the worst farm economy since the Great Depression. Our crops were already in the ground and on the vine before the first round of tariffs were announced. This leaves us with our hands tied as harvest begins. We could not have forecast this kind of blow to the market, and many are facing lost income as they struggle to hold on. Many farmers and ranchers will be forced to accept rock-bottom prices far below the cost of production just to repay operating loans and pay other bills. U.S. agriculture needs relief and open markets for our products, and with every turn of the combine, we are running out of time. For many Americans, this trade war is just a high-stakes business deal that seems far off for now. To farmers and ranchers, however, retaliation is already hitting home. Livestock and dairy farmers are suffering lost income with milk and dairy product prices down more than 10% in 1 month, and lean hog and live cattle futures down 8 to 10% from the beginning of this year. The news is no better for row crop farmers, as soybean prices have dropped 18% and corn futures are down 16%. Fruit, nut, and vegetable growers are seeing similar price impacts and decreased demand due to tariffs. Almond exports in June were reported down from May, including to China, down 48%, West Europe, which is down 18%, and the Middle East, down 26%. During the last 2 weeks of June, Washington apple exports to Mexico were off about 40% compared with this same time a year ago, according to the Washington Apple Commission. Farmers also saw costly delays in China with added customs clearing times on arrival going along with the first round of tariffs for products like oranges and cherries, and exporters fear more of the same with the newest round of tariffs. These kind of market swings can mean the loss of hundreds of thousands of dollars in farm income. The cost could be even steeper if banks are unable to extend loans to farmers barely able to hold on through this trade war. Let's not lose sight of the fact that China is not our only ag export market. In countries where we have free trade agreements, U.S. ag exports take off and make significant gains. Between 2003 and 2017, U.S. ag exports to countries where we have trade agreements increased more than 146%, from $24.1 billion to $59.3 billion. While the U.S. has FTAs with only 10% of the countries around the world, those countries account for more than 40% of our ag exports. Now is the time to bring certainty with our NAFTA partners. Let's get a deal finalized with Canada and Mexico and show the world that we can be counted on to follow through on our agreements. While the U.S. rains down tariffs on our leading ag markets, the rest of the world continues to move forward with trade deals that don't include us. Unfortunately, the U.S. removed itself from the largest deals, the CPTPP, formerly the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which promises market gains across the Pacific for our neighbors in Canada and Mexico. America's farmers and ranchers cannot afford to get left behind. At the American Farm Bureau Federation, we ran the numbers and supported TPP when it was first introduced. It may not have been a perfect deal, but no trade deal is. But it would have brought an extra $4.4 billion a year to net farm income and added more than 40,000 jobs to the U.S. economy. We need more free and fair trade deals like this if U.S. agriculture is going to hold on to its spot as a global leader. Farmers continue to have faith that the president's commitment to hold our trading partners accountable will go a long way in securing fair trade in the future. We know he is focused on the long game and has been an advocate for farmers and ranchers on many important fronts already. We believe he will remain true to his word to look out for our farm country in this trade war. Holding on to that optimism can be tough, though, when you begin to watch your livelihood slip away. For today, agriculture needs a win if we're going to survive to see that future. For the 2018-19 marketing year, Chinese soybean utilization for domestic crushing and exports is projected at 4.2 billion bushels. Global soybean production for the marketing year is projected at 13.2 billion bushels, meaning China is expected to use the equivalent of nearly one-third of every acre of soybeans harvested in the world. Based on average soybean yields of 41 to 48 bushels per acre, China's soybean utilization represents 87 to 102 million acres worldwide, equivalent to or greater than total U.S. soybean acreage. Since China joined the World Trade Organization in 2001, its role in the soybean complex has expanded considerably. During the 2001-02 market year, China used 15% of global soybean production, and Chinese imports represented 19% of world soybean trade. Now, in 2018, not only does China use one-third of every acre, but its imports represent 62% of global soybean trade. For the 2018-19 marketing year, the Agriculture Department projects Chinese soybean imports at 3.5 billion bushels and global soybean trade at 5.7 billion to 5.8 billion bushels. Chinese soybean imports are up 815% since joining the WTO. Farm Bureau supports 8 bills introduced last week by the Western Caucus that would reform the Endangered Species Act. In a statement, AFBF President Zippy Duvall said the ESA, despite the good intentions it was built on, has failed in recovering endangered wildlife. Instead, it has threatened our ability to make productive use of the land. Perhaps the only species that have benefited from the ESA have been lawyers and special interest groups. Farmers and ranchers want to take care of the land and wildlife. We are blessed to live and work out in nature, and we want to preserve it. Unfortunately, the ESA discourages voluntary practices and targets farmers and ranchers rather than working in partnership with them. There is a better way. These measures will restore common sense to a regulatory regime that has gone unchecked and grown out of control. ESA reform is long overdue. We urge all members of Congress to support the bills introduced to return the ESA to what it was intended to be. The Endangered Species Act must be reformed to benefit both conservation and farming practices, according to AFBF. Arizona Farm Bureau Federation President and fifth-generation rancher Stephanie Smallhouse recently explained why the outdated ESA is such a problem for her family. She says the 20 species that we have listed on our property, there's no data to substantiate that. It was just a general listing, and that's what happens a lot with the ESA. And the critical habitat that has been identified doesn't actually exist on our ranch. So we have 4 fish that are listed, and the critical habitat are waterways, and they don't have any water. She added that the law needs to be updated to require stronger scientific data to validate the listings and more local involvement in the listing process. Historically, the changes in supply and demand that follow updated plantings of major field crops detailed in the Agriculture Department's survey-based June acreage report are the focus of the department's July World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates. However, this year, the attention has shifted to trade policy as the July WASDE is the first forecast to include potential supply, demand, and price impacts from retaliatory tariffs on U.S. agricultural products, namely soybeans. Specifically, USDA considered trade actions that are in place or have had a formal announcement of effective dates as of the time of the WASDE publication. Further, the report also assumes such actions would be in place throughout the entire 2018-19 marketing year. Arizona Farm Bureau Federation President Stephanie Smallhouse on Thursday urged Congress to streamline environmental regulation to preserve ranching as well as the land itself. The fifth-generation rancher told members of the House Subcommittee on Federal Lands that America's vast, largely government-owned grazing lands would be much worse off without private sector caretakers who work to maintain federal and state lands just as they do the privately owned ranch land located next to and within federal and state rangeland. She said this partnership maintains open space on private, state, and federal lands through management of wastelands. It encourages capital investments for the benefit of livestock and wildlife on working landscapes and supplies a large workforce to manage and care for the public trust without added expense to the taxpayer. Smallhouse reminded the subcommittee that ranching's open spaces ensure all species have the chance to migrate and move across the countryside. Such mobility is not guaranteed by most other land uses. Access to government lands also helps ensure that cattle will not overgraze any area in which they live, which further helps the environment. Western ranches tend to be vast in acreage to survive periods of drought, combat creeping and development, and mitigate for restrictive environmental actions, according to Smallhouse. Dig out any space you need with complete ease and make it easy on your wallet. Eligible Farm Bureau members save up to $2,500 on the purchase or lease of eligible Cat machinery. Visit ilfb.org to view a full list of eligible models. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.